Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sunny.
Ah, there he is. Adam Schefter, our NFL insider. He is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Well, we're doing great. I think Bradley Chubb, I've never heard, anytime I came out of the operating room, I never heard somebody say, hey, we had a unsuccessful surgery. You know, the doctors were always great, 100% on their game. And, Bradley Chubb, the same thing.
You had 31 successful surgeries, think 27 was the number?
29 when I was playing. So, yeah, 29 successful surgery. So, anyhow, they were very successful. Just ask the doctors. So Bradley Chubb comes out of this thing with a very successful surgery. What are you hearing about the timetable? When will we see him? What do you know? What have you garnered?
It sounds like they do expect him back this season. I think it's a tough thing though, right? Like, he came back this time. He wanted to be out there. They felt like he was okay to be back out there. Goes out and right away aggravates him. You could see how frustrated he was, throwing down his helmet and all angry and rightfully so. And I don't know that if he waited another week or two that it would have made a difference. I don't know. It's a hard thing to say. But he has the surgery. It is, as you noted, Stinks, successful. And so they put him on IR. Look, we know that at a minimum he's going to miss about a month. At a minimum. I'd have to see, when is their bye? Like, that might provide a hint or two here. If we take a look at their schedule here.
Week nine.
Yeah,
week 10.
Off the top of my head, that might be the time. They might be shooting to get him back, you know, assuming that their season's on track, which it is right now. November 28th, Chargers, if they were to bring him back then, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he's back for the last 7 games. I mean, that, you take that right now, wouldn't you? I would.
Adam, Matt Nagy can't be serious when he says that Andy Dalton gets his job back after he gets healthy. Does he really mean it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, here's the deal. They came into the season wanting to rest Justin Fields as long as they could. And so this injury, while it's unfortunate, I think, look, it gives him a chance to play Justin Fields, and it gives him an excuse if he's not playing great and winning to be able to go back to Andy Dalton. Look, but here's the deal. Here is the fact of the matter. If Justin Fields is playing well and they're winning, he's not getting back the job.
Right.
I don't think. It doesn't matter. So they could say that now all they want. It just creates cover for them, and it gives them an easy out, and it sets it up so that there's zero pressure on Justin Fields or what they do. So if Justin Fields plays well, great. He'll keep playing. And if he doesn't, they say, well, we said Andy's our starter, and we said we were going to go back to him. We are. Right? I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers? You know Aaron Rodgers. And just the overall attention and the, I guess, discourse between he and the media, as though the media, you know, had him disgruntled with the front office and the media created that. Is that much ado about nothing, or
No. I don't think he's talking about the media. I don't think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he's complaining about that. He's complaining about people talking about his mindset and not being committed. I don't think he's wrong with what that. You know, again, I'm biased, but I don't think anybody got it wrong that the way he is aligned with the front office or not aligned. Like, that's all accurate. I mean, that's all accurate, and they're working on that. But he took exception this week, if you're talking about this week, to people questioning his mindset, his commitment, his state of mind, how he's approaching the season, that type of thing. And I've been trying to figure out who he's talking to. I think he's specifically referring to Jermichael Finley, the former Packers tight end, who came out with some controversial comments about Aaron Rodgers. I think that's who he's talking about, but I honestly don't know exactly who he means.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good point. Hey, listen, man, we're going to roll, but we always appreciate you, Adam. Thanks so much for popping on, man.
Hey, Steve, what game you got this weekend?
I've got New England. This is going to be my first time talking to Bill Belichick since probably I played for him in a Pro Bowl in 1998 or 99. So I've got New England and New Orleans.
He's the smartest guy I've ever talked to in football. Knows more about more things than anybody I've ever met.
Yeah, well,
he hasn't met Mark Schlereth yet.
Well,
Mark knows a lot. He knows a lot, but Bill's very educated in a lot of different areas.
I'm really looking forward to sitting down with Bill. I don't think I'll get a lot of information, but I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, he gets a bad rap for that. I think he's better with that than people realize. You know, like, just think he's very thoughtful, very smart, and it'll be like a little bit of, you know, I think you'll enjoy talking with him.
Yeah, no, I think you get a lot of football knowledge, but you're not going to get specific game knowledge from Bill. I've heard.
You're smart enough to make it without it stink.
Right, yeah. Oh, thank you, Adam. Appreciate you, buddy. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, guys. Take care.
Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So we're all wondering, right, this 2-0 start, is it legit? Well, Jay Feely called Broncos Jaguars, and he'll be calling Broncos Jets for CBS, and he'll join us to give us his thoughts next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.